Let's be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed him. The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Now, this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. I hope you can hear me better. The royal official, this is in Matthew and in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, the same account, which is different from the centurion in the Gospel of John. But both of them are from Capernaum. The centurion was the one who said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof." So the centurion is different from the royal official into this gospel. But then the distance from Capernaum to Cana, because Jesus had just come to Cana in Galilee, is about between 16 and 23 miles. And in those days, it was a whole day's journey by foot. Those who go to the Holy Land today, you can do the walk in 8 hours. 8 hours. From Capernaum to Cana, which is about 700 feet below the sea level. So look at this royal official, very rich, very wealthy, coming to ask for healing for his son. Two things we learn from this man. He was an intercessor. He left his comfort, many miles, 23 miles, walked down to Cana, only to ask for his son to be healed. The centurion asked for his servant. in John, in the Gospel of John. But this is different, a different story. We learn the power of intercession. You can ask for prayers for people, for others. As parents, you pray, you intercede for your kids, for your children. Never stop doing that. As friends, we ask each other for prayers. Never stop doing that. At Mass, we ask and we pray for our world. We intercede for our world. And Jesus hears us. The second thing is that the man believed the words of Jesus. He believed. He did not doubt his words. Go, your son will be healed. Even though it is not the same story as the centurion at Mass, let us always have this as a prayer request. Lord, say the word. Beg the Lord to say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Ask the Lord to say the word. Let the Lord will it. That is my prayer. That is my focus. Whatever your intention is, ask the Lord, say it, will it, and my soul shall be healed. Let us continue to pray for one another and intercede for one another in our prayers.